Hello and welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look at stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Raymond Tongakar. This week on the show, a chat with an MU professor whose research is helping to close the gap on the evolutionary history of the human hand. In a recently published study, MU professor Carol Ward analyzed the fossilized hand bone of an early human species. An anatomical feature they found on the bone puts the origin of the modern human hand's dexterity at more than a half million years earlier than what researchers previously thought. KBIA's Haroom Helmi sat down with Ward to talk about the findings.
This is part two of my 206-part series of publishing human evolution one bone at a time. It was actually a metatarsal, which is the equivalent bone in the foot, that showed that Lucy had arches in her feet, and her feet were modern over 3 million years ago, like ours were.
Okay, and not totally like ape-like, it totally flat?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, we knew they didn't have grasping big toes, but we didn't know so the foot was stiff and arched and so forth. So
that's funny that you said you're basically publishing all these papers about human evolution one bone at a time. Is that...
Well, we've just been lucky that even an isolated bone can tell us really important things about human evolution, which is pretty amazing and kind of fun.
Yeah, it's blowing my mind a little bit. So talk a little bit about the significance of this.
Oh, this is a really exciting finding because it fills in a gap in our understanding about how humans evolved. Our hands are one of our most distinctive features, and what we can do with our hands, the way we manipulate objects and use tools and technology, shapes all of who we are as a species and how we adapt to the world and everything we do on a daily basis. But we have not known when that hand appeared in our evolution. We did not know if that was something recent with the advents of very complex stone tools or something ancient. And it turns out that it comes all the way back to the origins of our genus Homo. And so it's really fundamental to who we are and may have pre-adapted us to develop all the kinds of technology that we use today.
Take me through the process. So like a team in Kenya found this bone. And how did you, get a hold of it, so to speak?
You bet. Well, I am part of what's called the West Turkana Paleo Project that I co-lead with a PhD scholar from Kenya called Frederick Chalomanthi, who's one of the article's co-authors, and our other colleague, Mike Plofkin from University of Arkansas. And Dr. Monthy and the team were out in northern Kenya looking for fossils. We were here teaching, so we can't go out all the time. And they came across this bone, which they knew was significant. And they sent a replica, a copy of it, back to me in the States because I was here teaching. And immediately I looked at it and knew it was something really significant. So we all flew back out in June. We went to the site to see if we could find any more pieces of the skeleton and were not successful, unfortunately. And then we began the process of analysis and writing up and making our comparative observations and getting it published.
You said you knew that it was special the moment you saw it. Like, can you explain that?
Absolutely. What's distinctive about this bone, which is called a third metacarpal, it's the middle bone of your palm, and it connects your middle finger to your wrist. And it just so happens that in humans alone, at the bottom of this bone, there's a little projection that sort of projects down towards the wrist and helps lock that bone into the rest of the little tiny wrist bones. And humans are the only one that have it. And it's part of a whole bunch of features in our wrist that let us use very forceful grips between our thumb and the rest of our fingers, which is what you do when you make and use tools. So because only humans had it, when I saw it on this bone, I knew it was really significant. I have worked on earlier hominid fossils, wrist bones, and metacarpals just like this, and none of them ever have this. It goes, they have opposable thumbs and they can grab things, but they're not adapted to doing it the way we are. So when I saw this one, I knew it was like only us.
So part of the reason why you knew it was special almost immediately was because you knew you were looking at a bone that was really old, but it had a feature that was supposedly developed much later in their evolutionary history.
Exactly. This is the styloid process is found only in modern humans, in Neanderthals, and in our sort of archaic Homo sapiens relatives, members of our own species. So maybe 500,000, 600,000, maybe even 800,000 years ago, we knew that we had this anatomy and we knew that they were making pretty complex stone tools. But what we didn't know is early in Homo erectus, the species that preceded ours, what their hands looked like. We had no information. And so here it was, this modern feature that appeared very early in our evolution, over 600,000 years earlier than we ever thought.
Mm-hmm. So what happens after, so you analyzed it, so what happens after that also? Like,
Sure. Yeah. Well, every time we make an observation, I'm an anatomist, so I'm used to looking at bones, and I knew that it was significant. I worked on earlier hominid bones. But it's very important when we do this to test our ideas as scientists. So we go look at modern human skeletal collections to make sure that the anatomy that we see matches modern humans, and we take a lot of measurements. We compared it to apes, so we compared it to chimpanzees and gorillas. We compared it to other hominid fossils from earlier and later time periods to see if what we thought we saw was actually the case. And it's a very long, tedious part of science, but it's very important because that's what tells us whether we're really right or really not right. And sure enough, we were right.
Did you know to be looking for this bone, or was it something that you kind of knew was there, or is it, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, one of the time periods that the West Turkana Paleo Project is very interested in is this time period of early Homo erectus. There were a couple of other species around, sort of broadly speaking, in this time period. So we have a geologist that works with us, who's one of the co-authors on the article, and he'd done a lot of careful work finding how the dates of all these fossil-bearing deposits. And so we went to targeted those deposits where we knew there were fossils and we knew what age they were. We didn't know what body parts we were going to find because there's almost everything to know. There's very few fossils from this region at this time period known. So the fact that we found a hand bone was chance. The fact that we were looking for early Homo erectus was intentional.
Right. Okay. So what's next? What do you expect to come out of this?
Well, out of this finding, we're certainly interested in this site. We want to go back and spend more time there. We're going to spend time at other sites of similar ages in the region. It's a very, very rich area. Some of the most significant fossils in all of human evolution have come from West Turkana, the, broadly speaking, the area where this fossil was found. And we'll be heading back up there, and the team will be heading up in January and February to look for more fossils near this time period. We also have some sites in much earlier time period near the origins of our whole lineage that we'll spend a good amount of time at this next year as well.
So you mentioned that you've been, I had no idea that you've been kind of looking into these, like one bone at a time. I know that's mostly joke, but
it's yeah. Partly a joke. You never know what you're going to find in paleontology. We don't just go out and wander around anywhere. We target time periods that have interesting evolutionary questions. We target areas where we have a good idea of the geologic setting and the age. So we go in with questions, but you never know what's going to be found on the surface, because we just walk over these areas and look for what's eroding out. It might be a skull, it might be a hand bone or a foot bone or a pelvis or nothing. You never quite know until you get there. The fact that we found one little bone with one little process on the end of it that actually told us so much about human evolution is really exciting. And I think it reinforces how important it is to continue to do field work, to continue to find new fossils, to continue to better understand our evolution.
Carol Ward teaches in the Department of Pathology and Anatomical Sciences at MU. Her recent study was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And that'll do it for this week's Under the Microscope. I'm Raymond Tongakar. Thanks for listening.